on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the midweek Victorian Form Preview, and we're racing at Cranbourne today. And Dean Lester is the man who'll help us out finding all the winners today. Good morning to you, Dino. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you, Michael.
What do you make of this Cranbourne meeting this afternoon?
I thought the track might have been a little bit wet. We had a lot of rain here last night, so soft seven and rail out 7 metres. But yeah, I still think you'd want horses that can handle the soft ground, and hopefully we found a little bit of value at the meeting. There's some shorties, but yeah, I think there's some nice value as well.
Yeah, there are a few shorties, so that is good that there's a bit of value. And as you mentioned, it is a soft seven at this stage, and the rail is out 7 metres, so we'll wait to see what the track ends up playing like after a couple of races. Time to see if we can get some inside information, and it's great to have a chat to our guest this morning, and that is Tony Logan. Good morning to you, Tony. How are you going?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, very well indeed. Hey, just a bit of background on you before we ask about your runners today. Did you work for the great Ross McDonald going back years ago?
Yes, yeah, very close. We had a good relationship with McGarry, so that was my kick start in racing, really. Yeah.
Gee, that would have been some good times with big Ross McDonald with those good horses going through the stable.
Yes, for sure, yeah.
All right, how many have you got in work these days, John?
Just half a dozen, just nice, yeah.
Tony, sorry? Half a dozen, all right. Well, let's take us to the winner today. Where do we start today?
Well, all going well. Carmelite should run extremely well. She loves a wet track and was very unlucky last start.
The wet track, is that the key, do you think, today?
It helps, yeah. She's a grey and just loves the wet track, so it should help a great deal, yeah.
How do you see the race being run today?
There's not a lot of pace in it, but she'll probably settle from a good barrier midfield and then work through them.
All right, so should we be having a bet today?
I think she's each way. Very good chance, yes.
All right, well, that is Carmelite, who kicks off the day in the first. You've then got Run, Walrus Run, both to be ridden by Froggy Newitt. Now, this horse has only had one start, and it started 100-1 on debut, yet it was only beaten 2.5 lengths, making up really good ground. So has it taken much improvement from that first day at the track?
Yes, he has. We had a little hiccup where a reoccurring abscess, which probably stopped us having another run straight away. But even with the time off, hasn't worried him. The work's been kept up, a lot of beach work. So pretty happy with him. He's pretty raw, and I think there's better things down the track for him as well. But today...
I was going to say, were you expecting a debut performance like that at 100-1?
Very well, yes. He had trialled very well. We thought he was a place chance, even first up, yes.
All right, so improvement off that first up run. Are you expecting him to figure in the finish today?
He'll be very much around the mark, yes.
Does he have to get back?
Not necessarily. I think he just dwelt because it was his first start at Cranbourne, and he should be a little bit more positive today.
All right. Well, he's a $10 chance, and Carmelite's an $11 chance in the first. Of the two, who would you be more confident of?
All up the place, both.
I like it. I like how you're playing. Good luck today. Tony Logan joining us there. Dino, do you know Tony well?
I know Tony pretty well, yeah, absolutely. He had a very good horse when I first started doing the track clocking at Cranbourne called Lord Scotia, who was a very good sprinter in the late 80s, early 90s. And, Tony does a really good job with his small team.
Oh, looking forward to seeing both of them at double-figure odds. I wonder if you give his horse in the first a chance. Let's have a look at that race, the first at Cranbourne today, which is a maiden over 1,500 metres. We can take out 2, 5 and 8, Boss. Boss in the Moss is the favourite from the Galagota stable to be ridden by Damien Oliver. It's at $2.30. High Fashion is at $4.60. Go down to Frag at $6. Luna One, $8. And then we can go down to Carmelites, which is at $11. Do you give Tony's horse an each-way chance in the first?
Give it a terrific chance, Michael. I think there's two good, really good hopes here of beating the favourite, and Carmelite is one of them, but the other one's High Fashion, who's had five runs, has run 4/4 and a fifth, but I think 1,500 is going to suit. She was a bit of a victim of the kickback at Seymour last start. I remember seeing a post on Twitter the day after that run, and she copped a fair black eye with the kickback at Seymour and still ran fourth. I think the slightly longer trip in her favour, I think she'll run really well. Carmelite, I think, will run well. She did a lot of work mid-race last start and I think ran very well and gets a senior rider. Boss in the Moss has got a winning chance. I think it's very well found in the market, though. It was a good run last time out, nonetheless. And Luna won the first starter in the Mick Kent stable by Pusson Stalloons. Had a lot of trials. Is well educated for its debut run. I think 1,500 is a good kicking off point. But I think 11 and 10 are good hopes here. 11, 10, 1 and 4.
11, 10, 1 and 4. High Fashion, 460 and Carmelites, $11, $2.80. Race number 2. A maiden over the 1,200 metres. We take out 1, 4, 6, 7 and 14. Awkward is the favourite, Johnny Allen, for James Cummings, the Godolphin team. We then go down to Aminatu, which is a first starter here, Damien Thornton for Trevor Rogers, and it's well in the market at $5. Lena's Magic is at $5 as well. Do you know much about this first starter that's well in the market, Dino?
Aminatu, she has trialled on two occasions at Cranbourne in the jump out, has won pretty well. Surprised she's going 1,200 on debut. I think looked sharp enough to be able to win a 1,000 or 1,100, but has got a good chance. I'm trusting the form, though, out of Geelong with numbers 11 Awkward and 12 Lena's Magic. They ran third and fourth, respectively, there. That was behind Dirty Thoughts, who then went to Sandown and won on Sunday. So that form is really good. I think they're the two for me. Just ahead of Aminatu, as I said, I think she'll give you a great run for your money, and she could well win. This is the last bit of the 1,200 is the query, and 3 Diamonds and Stone, too, and a good race on debut. But this is certainly the strongest of the maidens. 11, 12, 10, and 3.
11, 12, 10, and 3 in the second. Race number 3, the maiden over 1,300. We take out 10 and 13. Emerald Crown's the favourite here, Nigel Blackiston. First up today is at $3.10. Now, Werthermere is into $4.40. That has firmed since we spoke to Trent Busselton this morning, gave it a really good push. Moving Day's at $5. And Trent Busselton also gave the other stablemate, Fool's Overture, which is a first starter, a good push as well at $8. Alterno is at $9. All others are at double figure odds. Who do you like in the third?
Yeah, I like a couple here, and one of them's the Tony Logan runner in Run the Walrus Run. As mentioned, he was 100-1 on debut. Ran a terrific race, gets a senior rider here. His closing sectionals were terrific on that occasion. And the other thing is Tony's had him in a couple of benchmark 64s in the last week and scratched and elected and waited for the maiden, and I think it's a good move. I think the horse will run really well. Wertheimer, I've got a lot of respect for, with very green on debut at Trentham at his only run, but recent trial at New Zealand would suggest that he's really matured and handled soft ground well in the trial. So again, probably a bit of a two-bet race for me in numbers 3 and 14. 7 Emerald Crown jumped out quite nicely, unknown in the really soft ground, but looked to jump out quite well. And 11 Moving Days had a couple of jump outs for its return off in the inside draw here. But yeah, I'll be playing the race around numbers 3 and 14. 3, 14, 7 and 11.
3, 14, 7 and 11. Could be a big day for Tony Logan. Run, Walrus Run, $10 and $2.90. And he did say his play of the day is the all-up place. And they're at $2.80 and $2.90 for his two runners in the first and the third races at Cranbourne today. Race number 4. This has been decimated by scratchings and it is now a small field, but there's a bit of talent in the race. We take out 3, 5 and 7, which leaves just 6 runners, and Lakes Folly is an odds-on favourite for Team Friedman. It's into $1.85 after its last start second behind Rain Happy. The Great Hans is at $3.70. Yeldab at $6. Mr. Tipler at $6. So 4 given a chance, but it's a pretty pronounced favourite here, Lakes Folly, Dino.
Yeah, and he deserves to be, Michael. Very comfortable on soft ground, actually. He's a wet tracker, I think. Should have won at Bendigo last start, just conceded 2 biggest starts. My little concern is it's just on a month between runs, has been scratched since then, and the small field, the vagaries of a small field, but all being well, should be able to win Lakes Folly. The Great Hands was just a fantastic ride by Billy Egan first up to win, and will be fitter for that run. 2, Mr. Tipler, I just see Taylor Childs here with a 4-kilo claim, letting this horse roll to the front and giving a good sight And Yeldab's always a chance in this sort of grade and gets a claim for Alex Bryan next best. But Lake Folly's the most likely winner. Just that little bit of time between runs is my little concern. 6-4, 2-1.
6-4, 2-1. I see Lake Folly's $1.75 out to $1.85. Do you think you'll get better on the favourite?
It'll be really interesting. If you get better, I think the horse should be about $1.80 chance. But if you get that to a lot better, that would be the warning bells for me, that's all.
All right, that's the first four races down at Cranbourne. We'll take a break and come back with the quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview with Dean Lester. We're looking at Cranbourne today. Dean, just before we look at the first leg of the quaddie, the fields are out for the two majors this weekend. Of course, we've got the Ori Star at Flemington and the Missile Stakes. I'll give you the field for the Ori Star first, which is over 1,200 metres. It is a field of 13. Cape of Good Hope has... I'm sorry, I'm mistaken there. The final fields have not come through for the Ori Star. We'll bring them to you as soon as we can. I do have the final field for the Missile, which is a field of 13. Colding has drawn Barrier 7, Mr. Seawolf 6, Imaging 9, Melody Bell has drawn 11 in her Australian Spring return. Flit, Barrier 1, the 1,000 Guineas win. Cascadian, Barrier 12, Special Reward 13. Hightail 3, La Remain 4. Eduardo has drawn Barrier 2. Glenall 10. Signor Fox is in Barrier 8. And Sebastiano is in Barrier 5. Hopefully we'll get Jamie Richards on the program tomorrow, Dino. It'll be interesting to see the 10-time Group 1 winner back in action on Saturday, and she's drawn 11 first up over 1,200 metres in a pretty nice field, so she'll have a task on Saturday.
Yeah, she'd probably filter back anyway from any draw over 1,200, I would have thought, Michael, but the way she looked, seeing some of the pictures of her on social media and the way she trialled, she looks as though she's in for another bumper campaign, so I wouldn't be sort of... I think 1,200 is a little bit of a challenge for her. I wouldn't really want to bet against her the way she seems to have come up.
I think she was around about $3 or $3.40. So early doors, that looks enticing.
I think so. Really interested in the progression of Eduardo off that first up run as well. I think Joe Pride seems to have him back in the right sort of form, and we know that sort of form is not far off Group 1 sprint form. So he's an interesting runner on Saturday as well.
Yeah, the good horses are coming back. Looking forward to Saturday as well, and we'll bring in the Ori Star final field as soon as that comes through. Back to Cranbourne today, and the first leg of the quaddie is over 2,060 metres. In this race, we can take out 3 and 4 Magazine, who won yesterday. Luna Flair for Graham Beggs, the favourite, looking for 3 in a row. $2.10 favourite. Austria is at $4.40. Queen of Tarts is at $6. Clean Achievers at $8. And then we're down to Levin Lass at $10. Had a pretty confident Graham Begg on with the Brekkie Boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Luna Flair.
Look, she's in very good form. Probably wouldn't want to see it any wetter for her. She did have one unplaced run at Cranbourne last preparation on a pretty heavy track. But look, she's in really good form. Her form has been really, really good out of the races that she's won. And we think she's trained on very well. Expected to be hard to beat.
Interesting, Dino, that she has been a little easy this morning. $1.95 out to $2.10. Is that the concern about the track, do you think?
Oh, I think so. And, yeah, she's got a magnificent ride from Damien Oliver, and chances are she will again. I think the track's probably the biggest concern for her. And yeah, it's an even sort of race. I'm tipping Luna Flair. I'm sort of more of a spectator with this race, Michael, and taking a few on the quaddie and thinking that, there's a little bit of vulnerability about it. The big improver, I think, might be Jinder. Yeah, this time last year, in fact, the Ori Star meeting, she won the 2,500 at Flemington. So at her best, she could win a race like this. And I thought her first up run was encouraging. And I just think the soft ground and at this time of year, she seems to come right. I think she could be the improver, Jinder. Eight. Austria ran well here last start. The worry with her is she's a one win from 20 mare, so she doesn't find the line very often. And seven, Queen of Tartu. I'm a bit worried she's at the back end of a preparation, coming off a 2,400 metre run, but back in class and distance does suit. And I'll be certainly putting Notice Me in the quaddie on the quick backup. Wouldn't be surprised if she rolled forward today and had a cheeky race. But Luna Flair's the one to beat, but a bit short for me. 2, 6, 8 and 7.
268 and 7 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is the benchmark, 64 over 1,000. Here we can take out 3, 4, 5, 7, 13 and 15. Bluer Sky is the favourite for Hayes Dabernick, $2.80. First up, Johnny Allen in the saddle. No Frontiers is at $4, his Kingdom at $5, and we go down to Moonlight Ruby at $8. Interesting race here. The two favourites have only been to the track on one occasion, and they've both been pretty impressive, and they're both first up today. How did you sort it out, Dino?
Yeah, you summed it up well, Michael. Well, I think they're the two, probably the main players, but I'm very keen on No Frontiers. One, that's handled soft ground. Two, it was a terrific win on debut. Been given a little bit of a break, had a couple of jump outs. The most recent was with Bonds Away, who's a genuine Group 3 horse and looked to travel really kindly in that jump out. So I think No Frontiers will ride the speed and be hard to beat. Bluer Sky's hard to assess because she won well on debut. She resumes here. Her recent trial was that morning at Flemington when the fog rolled in, so didn't get to see her trial. She might have won by 8 lengths, who knows, and haven't seen her on soft ground. So they're the little niggles for me with her. The one that will improve here is Black Sea. He hasn't had any luck in two runs this time in. And with 54 kilos on his back, I just think he might get a cheap run through, and with race fitness run well, he'd be the one I'd be having a little maybe saver on at a price. And 10, Snap Crackle Boom, who ran quite well here first up. But of the two favourites, I'm keen on No Frontiers. 9 from 8, 12 and 10.
9 from 8, 12 and 10. No Frontiers currently $4 for Francis Finnegan, whose horses and stable's going really well at the moment. Got another good one resuming that today. Race number 7, the benchmark 64 over 1,200. Take out 5, 8, 12, 16, 17 and 18. Zendi is the favourite here at $3.20. First up for Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. Imperial Lad, $4.80. Then we're down to La Luciola at $5.50 and Sea Dragon at $6.50. Favourite, first up for 178 days. Have you seen any jump outs that have excited you?
The jump outs have been good. Two jump outs have been solid for Zendi and looks to be going along nicely. And I would think got a good chance. I think there's a little bit of a value chance here, though, with number 3, Suplex City. Yet another new trainer now with Amber Hendry. And if a recent jump out at Tatura is any guide, Amber's got this horse flying. It was ridden back in the trial and really strong late. First up, he's had 3 first up goes for 2 wins in a second. I think he'll sit off the speed and be strong late. If they're running on the wet later in the day, I think he's got a great chance, Suplex City. Zendi's got a great winning chance. As I said, 2 jump outs have been good. 6 Imperial Lad's got the race fitness on his side. He'll cruise across from the wide draw. He'll probably find the front for Zara and take a bit of running down. And 10 New York World, who was a big win first up and then went under the synthetic last start and was ridden maybe a bit close. But I like that he handles the wet and maybe a quieter ride could see him improve. But Suplex City, the value, Zendi, the danger. 3, 9, 6 and 10.
3, 9, 6 and 10, and Suplex City is good value, $9 and $2.80 in race number 7. The last of 8 is at 4.30, a benchmark 64 over 1,600 metres. We can take out 1, 3, 4, 12, 16, 18 and 19. Tough choice for Tony Noonan's the favourite at $3.40. Sunset Eagle, $5.50. 8 times a lady at $8. Then we're down to Foxtrot Mo at $8.50 with Broken Treaty. Do we need many in the last leg, Dino?
Probably take 4, Michael, but in saying that, I'm pretty keen on the favourite Tough Choice. I think of the favourites, this is the one that's probably reasonable odds and looks, you know, well placed. One well first up, sound run last time out, had one go at the mile, ran third, and just looks well placed here, handles the ground. And I actually quite like the draw for Tough Choice. Jake Noonan can sum up the situation the first 300 metres, either roll forward or take a bit of a sit. I think it works out well for him. I think he can win the last. To be 2 Deal Breaker, who I think is going a little bit better than the form card would suggest, with a claim for Lockie Neindorf, can be competitive. 10 Broken Treaty has had the 2 runs back. I think ticking over quite well. Ran okay over the mile here last start. And 17 Tycoon Warrior's got a terrific record at this track and distance. Fitter for 1 run in, handles a soft ground. Jamie Carter rides a bonus next best. But I think he's a pretty good favourite, Tough Choice. 9, 2, 10 and 17.
9, 2, 10 and 17 in the last. So sounds like there's a bit of value to be had today. How do we approach the meeting to make some money, Dino?
Yeah, I like the last. I think Top Choice is of the favourites. He's not too short, and I think he's a good enough price to back him. Race 8, number 9, the best of the value. We'll go back to race 3. I think race 3, number 3, Run Walrus Run, is over the odds and looks a good each way chance. For the quaddie, I'm taking a bit of a flexi quaddie because there's a couple of shorties, I think, that are a touch vulnerable. So first leg, 2, 6, 7, 8 and 10. Second leg, 8, 9, 10, 12. Third leg, 3, 6, 7, 9 and 10. And the last leg, 2, 9, 10 and 17. And I really like race 6. I think just box up those four numbers that I just mentioned in the quaddie. I think numbers 8, 9, 10 and 12, box up them in the trifecta. I think we might get a little result out of race 6.
Good on you, Dino. Good luck today, mate.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.